Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 3rd. These are today's vital statistics. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center, died Saturday, August 1st, at the family cabin in Wild Rose. A celebration of Patrick's life will be held Saturday, August 8th, at 11 a.m. at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call Friday, August 7th, at Clary Memorial Funeral Home from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and also Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Patrick is survived by his parents, John and Linda Peterson, three siblings, Jennifer, Nen, and Chris Lewis Vosen, Bess and Matt Wood, Andy, Drew, and Jonah Peterson, many other relatives and friends. Patrick John Peterson, 39, of Richland Center. Paul J. Roberts, 54, of Soldiers Grove, died unexpectedly July 20th in La Crosse from complications during heart surgery. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 15th at Community of Christ Church in Soldiers Grove at 12 noon. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services is assisting the family. Paul is survived by his mother, Kay and Corey Jones, his fathers, Bruce Cornwell and Randy Roberts, his children, Hunter and Rebecca Roberts, Cassidy and Zachary Reddy, Hogan Roberts, and Brooklyn Roberts. Brother Jerry Roberts, half-siblings Isis and Gary Winos, Oscar Cornwell, Bruce and Amy Cornwell, Connie and Jesse Higgins, Rhonda and Travis Washburn, and Rachel Roberts. Grandparents Paul and Pat Wallen. Many other relatives and friends. Paul J. Roberts, 54, of Soldiers Grove. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, July 29th. A visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 until 1 p.m. Military rites will be held at 1 o'clock. A celebration of life lunch will follow at Turbo's. A private family burial will be held in the West Fork Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Stephen Shell is survived by his parents, Marty and Marie Shell, and Sandra and Alan Madison. Siblings Jamie Shell, Jeff and Dana Shell, Trish and Bailey Shell, Cody Chris, Ryan and Sarah Madison, and Aaron and Abby Madison. Grandmothers Pat Shell and Marilyn Meeker, along with many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, friends, and loved ones. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday, July 27th in North Carolina. Full obituary and funeral arrangements are pending at this time. Kevin is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman, his stepfather, Jeff Crook, siblings, Caleb Crook, Jeff Crook, Josh Crook, Jeremy Crook, and Shania Olson. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Eugene Mr. G. Gabrizia, 83, of Viola, died July 26th. Per Gene's request, no public funeral will be held. The family suggests memorials be directed to St. Mary's Elementary School in Richland Center or St. Croix Hospice in La Crosse. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. In the early 1970s, Gene opened his first shoe and clothing store, Mr. G's Outlet, in Richland Center. Gene is survived by his brother, Michael Gabrizia, sister, Suzanne Walter, sister-in-law, Shai Gabrizia, nieces, one nephew, and several great-nieces, best friend, confidant, and store manager, Jerry Stillwell, adopted family, Dan and Patty Gray, and their children, and many close friends. Eugene Mr. G. Gabrizia, 83, of Viola.